All right, y'all, man, it's the A-Square Podcast, your boy DJ A-Ron, alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread Antonio. Episode 194, we moving, getting closer and closer to that 200 mark, man. We are almost 5 years into this, man, and we got something special coming for you guys on that 5-year anniversary. So y'all stay tuned for that. But Antonio, man, how you doing, man?
Hey, bro, rest in peace, bro. We gotta start this thing off right, dog. Did you check?
You've been
out
doing this for 5 years, bro.
Hey, it don't matter, and I'm gonna do it five more.
We should do a research on rest in peace,
man.
With you starting it off like this, this is crazy.
Yeah.
What's up now, man?
Check out Baltimore today, man.
Yeah, be more.
What the bridge in Baltimore, bro?
Yeah.
Just what a shipment container, a boat just ran over the goddamn bridge, bro. From what I saw, this happened at what 1:30 in the morning, and they were looking for like 6 people.
Right.
So me and my people was doing some research. So DJ, how many Americans do you think can swim?
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. I'm not even gonna take a guess at that one.
It's out of 100. This is 100. What you think?
One to 100?
How many Americans do you think that can swim?
One out of 100, I would say 38.
38%, right?
Yeah.
And this is swimming on a summer day in a pool.
It's
sipping a little, you know what I'm saying? Or is it
you talking about regular swimming?
Just
okay,
regular
all right, cool.
Swimming. Just
38%, bro.
38%, right?
Right.
So we looked it up. It's some varying numbers because based off of like when they did the survey and stuff. But anywhere between 50 to 20% is what you find when you look it up. That's best case scenario, DJ.
Yeah.
And that's people who think they can swim. Mm. Now add a 50-yard drop, you in a car, you might be injured, waves, wind, you got to save
all
a kid, you got to avoid a boat. How many people think can swim then?
1%.
1% of 1%.
1%, yeah.
So
and whatever current is happening as well. Man, so, everybody think they can swim.
Yeah, it's ugly, man. So before we even get to the shenanigans and all the other stuff, man, I'm definitely, you know, the condolences. It's not official yet, but they're still looking for some people, you know what I'm saying? People who are on the bridge or on the crew. But, you know, we take life and death very serious on this show, man. So we definitely want to start the show off with condolences to those families and members. Hopefully they do find those individuals. But it's been over, 18 hours, man, and it still ain't looking good. So
the crazy part is,
go ahead.
They were waiting on the sun to come up. You know what I'm saying? So yes, there were law enforcement. Everybody was out there, but they were waiting for the sun to come up to help them find anybody. You know, it was late and then early in the morning. Shout out to my guy DJ Reds, who is a DJ out there, and he travels over that bridge often, and he's just in shock that something like this can happen. And I'm waiting on, you know, of course, more information that's coming out about this. It's very odd. You know me, bro. I'm a documentary person, bro. I watch a lot of docs, and one of the ones I fell asleep watching was how ships and the controllers and everybody and how they open bridges for ships and stuff like that to go through and things like that. This is very strange. And some of the stuff that was on that ship is very strange. Like, I saw some videos. Even my boy was like, man, what is this stuff? It's like cow skin and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like weird stuff.
I guess it was going to like a specific country.
And
they said that they sent out the Mayday symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Minutes before, because I guess something was wrong with the technology on the boat or something. It wasn't working. So they couldn't steer or nothing. So they just went straight. So it's ugly, man. Ugly, bro.
Yeah,
ugly,
man.
Bro.
So, yeah, definitely condolences to anybody who lost their life. And, you know, stay positive to the people that's out there that travel over the bridge every day.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And understand as well, you're going to have to take different routes to get to where you have to go for a long time right now.
Yeah.
So,
and
you
Biden already said, hey, the federal government's going to pay for the bridge. But shit, how long? he's been saying he's going to pay for student loans. So, I mean, how long are we waiting, DJ?
And we don't know if he's going to be the president. What are you talking about, bro? He could go stand on the stage and say whatever he want to say.
He like, is that going to give me more votes? All right.
No,
yeah,
guess what? It's not. It's not going to get him nowhere.
One person in Baltimore is going to give him a vote now, man.
No, yeah. They're not. They're really not. Because you got to think, bro, B-more, D.C. area, they already hot. Everybody's hot. If the country is hot,
yeah,
that area specifically is a little more hotter than a lot of places.
All them. You're right. We've been going for a minute, though, DJ. What's up with you, man? Because I'll get into, you know, what I've been
of
up
course.
To, too. But how you
of
been,
course.
Man? How you been for the past couple weeks?
Well, for the people that's out there, man, you know, one of the things that Antonio and I have done on this podcast consistently is share our life with y'all.
Facts.
We've gone through a lot. A lot of friendships. Who have people that's passed, family members who have passed. We've talked about it on this podcast. We've shared information. We've shared a lot of things for you guys to have, to be able to help y'all if you haven't gone through certain things. You know what I mean? So, you know, you guys may not know, but, you know, my grandmother is hospitalized right now. And I'm okay to tell you guys that because we're getting through it. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother just turned 86.
That's a blessing in itself, bro.
Just a month and a few days ago.
Man.
2/20/1938 was her birthday. She told me this.
38?
She said it cost 5 cents. 5 cents to go to the market on a horse and like a horse and buggy. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how they would to travel. She was telling me about, you know, different life things about how, you know, they traveled for only 10 cents. You know what I mean? A few cents dollar to get from Arkansas to Illinois. You know what I mean? So it was like unbelievable numbers of what they paid for then until what we're going through now. So I'm right. still gaining knowledge from her in her 86 years, but not just her from her 86 years. It's her telling me the stories that her mother told her. Is, you know, things that I'm learning. So she's getting better and not getting worse. Right. And that's, you know, what we are
like
here
that.
For
we
right
like
now.
That.
So,
like
you know, I've been dealing with that and it's definitely been a challenge. But what I would tell people, and Antonio, you of all people know this, get y'all life stuff in order now and don't wait. Everybody. I don't care if you 45, 50, I don't care what it is. Like, get things in order and how you want things to be done when you are gone or in a situation to where you can't make those decisions. That could happen. Antonio just brought up to y'all the people crossing the bridge. Do you think today they thought that they was finna wake up dead?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not... Life can change and life happens in a second. Take care of things and get things in order right now. And I'm blessed to have my grandmother and be able to have certain things in order for her right now. So for those of you who have reached out, thank you. And to those who don't know, I'm sharing this information with you so that if anything happens to a loved one of yours, that you can understand how serious it is to, you know, take care of things. So thank you to everybody who reached out. We here, and this is therapy for me too, bro. That's why I say. This is therapy for me to talk to all y'all, just like how, you know, it's therapy to actually go and sit and talk to a therapist. For me, this is therapy to talk to the people that I care about and I love. So thank y'all for reaching out to me, whomever did, and we still going, man. We still good, so thank
you.
That's
y'all. A fact, and, you know, I commend you, you know, for saying that and, you know, being available to come on and speak your truth.
Right.
Like I said, bro, at the end of the day, we've been doing this for 5 years about to be, and we could do it for 5, 15, 20 more.
Facts.
So an extra day, an extra week, extra month of your mental health, to me, that I care more about that than, you know, us doing a pod today, right?
Yeah.
So I want to give you, you know, your kudos on your strength. I know it's
a lot
that you going with, and you know, that just happened with me. So any advice, guidance, questions, anything you want to bounce off, I'm always here, man. And I tell you that even off air, but I just want people to know.
Always. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, we a family here, bro. So it's good. So I know you've been dealing with that. You want to talk about what I've been going with, bro?
Yeah, what's up with you, man?
I found out one of my triggers, bro.
Uh-oh. I got 5 million of them.
We talked about it slightly before on one of our episodes, but I want to talk about something else before my trigger. I got to, you know, as I get older, man, and I'm further and further away from sports, not saying like I don't watch football or basketball or something, but actually being there and seeing competition, right?
Right.
Football, basketball, actually being at the event. I went to a 5 and 10K, you know what I'm saying? And saw people, first off, someone who did complete it. First off, that's a 10K is wild to me.
Salute.
I was seventh in state in track, and I ran the 100 and 200 meters.
Yeah.
If my coach ever would have said, hey, Tony, we need you to run a 400, which is one time around a lap, I'd be like, my hammy. I can't do it, bro. So run the 10K, which is what is that, 6 miles, something like that? So it's a great feat. But seeing kids complete that, seeing disabled people complete that, seeing, I'm going to say, obese people completing that is very motivational, bro. Old people, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There was no running, being active has no limits, right? No. And it was good to see that. So, you know, I did that a couple weeks ago. So I want to shout out to the people who did complete that.
Right.
Second, my son has a science project, DJ.
Right.
So, you know, I got the creative brain. Let's cook it up. Guess where I went to go get some of the items he needs? Take a guess.
Hobby Lobby.
I wish I had a bell for you, bro. So for the people that do know me, know I'm a minimalist. I don't care about nothing, bro. I don't. I wear the same stuff every day. I'm sure y'all seeing us on the podcast for 5 years.
This is who we are.
You probably seen us wear the same outfits every 5 episodes. It don't matter. I don't care.
Facts.
I don't care. I've owned 3 shoes in my whole life. I don't care, bro. I got the same car for 15 years.
And I can say that's
years.
True. Yeah, all this is
14
true.
14 years. I have the same car for 14. I don't care about nothing of this, right?
This is true. This is true.
So I go to Hobby Lobby, Focus. I'm going to be in and out, dog.
Yeah.
I get, let's say I got to get about 8 items for my son. I get about 7 of them. The problem is, bro, I'm a compulsive buyer, bro. And we talked about it before. Remember the farmer's market?
That's true, bro.
Hobby Lobby's no bueno, bro.
It's not good, King.
I spent $80 in Hobby Lobby.
It's not good, bro. And I bet one of the purchases, I'm going to take a wild guess. You saw posters. You saw some posters or something in there, didn't you? I'll just guess it. I know.
Because
I go in there.
Y'all want to see it?
I want to see it. I know. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't listen. Antonio and I, we've known each other. This is 20 plus years. I already know when he said he went to Hobby Lobby, I knew he was going to run past the posters because they got some of the dopest posters there already framed. Already ready for you, already ready to go.
So
what you get, dog?
So a couple things that's going to get, like, you know, when they'd be like, man, what you get for Father's Day? And I don't care about that. If you get me some posters.
It's up.
Of like a movie or anything like that.
Facts.
You get me some socks. I'm the sock man.
Facts.
Or you talk to me about like real estate or something. I'm excited. Everything else I don't care about.
Facts.
Bro. So this is for the YouTube viewers who watching. If you listening to us, pull up YouTube whenever you get a chance, so you'll see what the poster looked like. But this is the poster, DJ.
I knew it. And I saw that same poster when I was at Hobby Lobby 2 weeks ago, bro.
And it changed to the villains.
Yeah. That's hard. That's tough. That's tough. Yeah. That's tough. I love it.
So I'm, like I said, you see the background. I got posters up, you know, especially for YouTube, you know, Cornbread Movie Review. So I'm going to put
That's
it up
dope.
Somewhere. But, yeah, man, I shouldn't have went in there, bro.
That's
I should have had my son go shopping, and he's 10. I should have had him go because I planned on spending $15.
Give him a $20 gift card next time, and then you sit in the car. That's what you should do.
Left out with 80, man. But yeah, so I just wanted to talk about my triggers, man. I shouldn't have did that, but that's what I'm
speaking
I've been
of it. So since we're here, before we get into any of the hoopla and all the stuff that's going on that A Square Podcast fans want to hear our hear us talk about, let's talk about this, man. X-Men 97, bro.
Okay.
Antonio.
Talk to me.
You watch it?
No.
Antonio.
I heard it's fire, too.
Look, bro, you know I'm not a nap guy, bro. Yeah. Like, I try to take naps, and it never works. It never works, bro. I said, you know what? I'm finna get a blanket. Baby just went to sleep. Wifey right here folding the clothes. I said, this is the perfect time for X-Men 97.
Makes sense.
I put it on. The theme song hits. I said, where is my Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bro? Mm-hmm. I need my Cinnamon Toast Crunch right now.
That's different.
Fact. She said, what's wrong with your face? Why are you looking like that? I said, I'm looking like what? She said, you looking like a child. I said, you don't understand. This the same song.
Yeah.
It ain't no different. This the same song, Antonio. I'm not going to give it away for the people. What I am going to say is it is phenomenal. It is nothing less than phenomenal. It takes place at the last episode of the X-Men from years ago.
97 was the last one. Yep.
Right. It literally takes place. And not only does it take place there, I love the fact that the graphics are still the same. I want the cartoon. I saw a lot of people talking about, oh man, they should have upgraded and did this. No, keep it exactly the same. I want to see Gambit in the same outfit that he had on. I don't know what that black stuff he had on his head. Keep it on. I want to see it. The storyline, phenomenal. I don't care who wrote this. I don't care who they are. It is amazing. The only thing I'm going to say to the people that's out there is that one thing about X-Men that I have always loved is that they always implement something from the future and today in their storyline. So what's happening in episode 2 is something that has happened in recently is all I'm going to say.
Gotcha.
And it is nothing short of phenomenal, dope. And I know people's like, man, it's corny. Listen, if you wasn't alive in 97, don't talk about this, bro. Don't talk about this. Just sit this one out.
Don't listen to them, bro.
Sit this one out.
Yeah, don't listen to them.
So it is amazing. I love it.
So
dope.
I'm definitely,
you got to do it.
So I'm definitely going to, you know, obviously watch it. I've been first off, before I move off from 97, because I was going to some other shows. Yeah. Is that it that you want to say?
X-Men 97, man, phenomenal.
It's on Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay. You want to get into it now, or you want me to go into?
No, bro. I got a bone to pick with you right now.
Talk to me nice there. Talk to me nice.
I'm hot, bro.
Let's go.
Cornbread movie review.
All right. Yeah.
Bob
Talk
Marley.
To me nice about it. Oh, Bob yeah. Marley. Oh, let's go. I'm listening. Talk to me.
Get this shit off the TV, bro.
Talk to me. What happened?
This shit's ass.
So did you watch my Cornbread movie review? What are you talking about?
We me and you are together.
Oh, okay. Say less.
You are together, bro.
Say less.
Why they got a low budget J. Cole playing Bob Marley? Like, this is what I'm saying, Antonio. This is what I'm saying. I don't have a bone to pick with the story, because the story is the story. A little bit about the story.
So I do from the movie, but I get what you're saying.
I'm frustrated in a lot of the sense, because we talked about why y'all don't have us playing these roles in the beginning. We talked about that. So that was the first bone.
And that's,
you know,
Americans playing Americans. That's Jamaicans playing Jamaicans, right? But
thank you.
So I'm going to the people who don't know what we're talking about. Go ahead.
But this guy, bro, low budget J. Cole, man. It's like if J. Cole, the new Jay-Z, not the old Jay-Z, the new Jay-Z, just slapped a Tyler Perry wig on and was like, jamming. Like, stop with this bullshit. Like, I'm so upset about that. And you and I don't really get the chance to talk about the movie reviews because we try to keep it separate.
For sure.
Because you do your thing, and it's the A Square podcast.
For sure.
But, bro, this movie was not, to me, it was not. I watched it because I wanted to support. I watched it because as I saw people from the family, they're just happy that the story is being told. Like you said before, right?
And I've heard that from Jamaicans.
I'm okay. That's why I wanted to support. But I'm not okay with this film. When it first started, the wife was sitting there. She's excited. And she's like, man, I feel like this is going to be one of them ones that we watch, you know, 10, 15 years from now. That's how she was feeling. Kind of like NWA or other movies that we've seen. This ain't it, bro.
And so an unfortunate thing, right, is where with me, when I watch any movie, I'm comparing it to all the movies. I can't decipher, all right, this movie is just entertainment for that movie. No, correct. I can't do that.
Correct.
This is an autobiography movie.
Correct.
So I'm basing that off of what are the best ones.
The facts. You got, and the facts.
I'm going to name some classic true story movies.
Let's go.
Goodfellas.
Facts.
Ray. Pursuit of Happiness.
Yes.
Wolf of Wall Street. Uh-huh. Ali. Like,
you can name so many. We get out of fingers so and toes. Many.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. So if I'm basing it off of that, this is not that, bro.
No.
And I broke it down obviously on Cornbread Movie. Yeah, y'all go check that out and everything. But I was mad of how they portrayed the story.
Yes.
I mean, even Judas and the Black Messiah, like, I can keep going, bro. So if anybody want to challenge me on this, I'm ready. So I feel the same way you did you?
Yeah, I didn't. I was frustrated. We sat there, we watched it the whole time. I was trying not to pick it apart. I want to watch the film and not pick it apart, but I couldn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't stop doing it. Like, how many times are y'all going to tell me this is Ziggy? We get it. Like, we get the. But you ain't talk. Like, don't name the most popular child. It would be like if they kept on saying Damian Marley. We know who that is already. We know Ziggy. Like, you don't have to keep reiterating that, oh, is that Ziggy okay? Is Ziggy okay? Like, it's almost like y'all trying to force the actor to know who this person is. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. I didn't like it. I didn't like that.
If I watched X-Men 97. And right, I said, right, right. No. And it's a reason for that, right? Because other shows I've been knocking out for Cornbread Movie Review. So I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is, I think, on Amazon. I think Amazon Prime. I got...
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
The Nickelodeon Quiet on Set. I got that coming out this week.
Yes.
That's on, I watched it from what, HBO? I got, a lot of people have been hitting me up to watch Shogun, which is on Hulu, which I gotta mark that so I could watch that. And then obviously X-Men. So I'm working, man. I'm working. I'm gonna get to it. But I just ain't watched it just yet.
Yeah. It's great. And I recommend that to anybody out there.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you.
So, with that being said, check this out, y'all.
So, real G's move in silence like lasagna. Now, it took me about 10 minutes to understand this when I first heard it. So, first of all, a real G is a G is a gangster. So, this is like a gangster is the number one heroic figure for rappers. Because you think of, you know, Scarface or Tony Soprano and these kinds of criminals who lead very dramatic, almost operatic lives, you might say. And a real G moves in silence because a real gangster probably doesn't tell people they're a gangster. Okay, here's where it gets interesting. How is a real G moving in silence like lasagna? Mm. Well, the word lasagna in English is not pronounced lasagna. I think German words almost never have silent letters. But in English, we have a lot of silent letters. And lasagna has a silent G. Thanks. Lil Wayne is a genius. You should go listen to him right away.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the music segment of this podcast. That was a brilliant breakdown of that line.
Listen, don't do that.
That was a brilliant.
Don't let them get that shit off. No, it wasn't.
That was a brilliant breakdown.
Everybody in that audience was white. That's a lie. Not from America.
I'm pretty sure that he was speaking at a motivational real estate.
A golf tournament.
Seminar.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is so much going on in music. We spoke 30 minutes about life and a couple of movies, some things that matter to us the most. But there's a lot that's going on in music, and music matters to us. Antonio and I, we have a love for music, right?
Facts.
Music dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, Future dropped his album. Antonio, you are a big music fan, but you're a fan of lyrics. You're a fan of battle rap.
Old school hip hop.
Older music.
Hip-hop. Yeah, like 80s, 90s hip hop. Right. That's what I like, 2000s.
But the one thing that you always told me that when we was riding together, that you like Future. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no problem with Future. And obviously we kind of, I wouldn't say grew up on Future, but we was in them clubs when Future was heavy. So we know the records. We know what it is. I sent you a record. You responded. No, this one's hot too. I said, bet. Then I thought to myself, how did Antonio beat me to Future? Like, how is this possible? That's impossible, right?
That's the answer to that, but I get you.
It probably is. But Future came out. First of all, I want to say, shout out to Metro Boomin, bro. I don't think producers get enough credit.
Yeah.
Producers do not get enough credit. And that comes from the old school producers, from Timbaland, Dre. Obviously, we know them for making music, but they actually was on tracks too, rapping and, you know, whatnot. We get all that. He is an extremely talented producer. I want to say shout out to him because I think he's getting overshadowed in so much. So I just want to give my shout out to Metro on these beats because it sounds amazing. And he has sounded amazing for years now. And I don't hear it enough.
And
so I just want to say shout out to him.
He mixed it up a lot on this album too with some original beats and a lot of samples too. So I agree. I agree with you.
Definitely shout out to him. So it came out. People love it. Antonio and I'm glad that we are doing this podcast today because we've gave it a little bit of time. We've been able to sit with it for a little bit instead of jumping on it and doing the pod the next day. So I want to get your take on the Future album. What you think? How you feeling? What's up?
Absolutely. So it's the same. We've been on here for 5 years, and I feel the exact same way. I hate that type of rapping, bro. I hate it, bro. I hate it with a passion, dog. I hate this whining, harmonizing rapping, bro. I hate it. So, I've said this plenty of times. Anytime a new album come out, I got to listen to the whole album, bro.
Right.
Got to listen to it because I gotta hate it for 100%. I can't hate it for 3 songs, and it's still 10 more songs to listen to. So, you ask, why did I listen to it before you? It's because I only had one day off in the past 2 weeks. So I had to do all my running around on that Friday morning. So I was up early. And that's where I was like, all right, let me listen to this album while I'm riding around.
Right.
So I didn't like the first couple songs. It's not bad. It's just not my cup of tea. Right. That's what I have to go with.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. People don't say that enough. People do not say that enough.
The music doesn't suck. It just doesn't work for me.
Right.
So we get to, what is it, the 4th or 5th song with the Kendrick Lamar song, which we'll dissect in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to it. I liked it. We're going to talk about it.
Sure.
But I said, all right, you 1 for 5, like to me. We get to him and Rick Ross. I stopped the car and had that thing a repeat 3 or 4 times, bro. Oh, my God. So to me, that's my favorite song on there. That's the only song, honestly, I go back and repeat. Even the Kendrick Lamar song, I might go back to his verse, but I just don't like that song. I don't know if it's the beat or it's, I don't know, maybe the concept. But
sure.
But the song that I like the most is the excuse me, is the Rick Ross one. But that's how I felt about the album, though. Not saying it's bad, it's just not for me.
Got it. And I respect that, because, again, so many people don't say that part. Somebody will take a soundbite and say, oh, you hating, and da da da. But if it's not for you, it's not for you. It's certain people that ain't for me. Big Sean is not for me. I don't like that monotone. Like, it's, but then it's some people that have that same rapping, you know, style that I love. You know what I'm saying? But he's not for me. So I understand what you're saying and respect that. For me, I heard the first song. I mean, I put it on the morning, so I'm taking a shower. I'm getting ready. I heard the first song. I said, all right, Future. It's cool. Second song, all right, that's cool. Third song, cool. By the time I got to the record with Kendrick Lamar, and I'm hearing the beat, and I'm hearing the beat flips in the song, I'm looking at Metro saying, what the fuck type of dope is you on that you are able to do this? Because to me, that beat was amazing to me. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love the switching. I love that.
Yeah,
because we don't get enough of it to me.
For sure. I agree with you.
And like I said, we'll talk about the verse later. That's cool. But I like that. And then you said what you said. When you said what you said, I was not prepared, because I was like...
Because you always the first.
I'm sitting there, bro. Yeah. I'm looking at the track list, and there is no track list, bro. So I like the fact that people are not putting their features on there. It makes you kind of surprised at who's going to be on there. Only a certain level of person can do stuff like that, make you listen to it, because you don't know who's going to be on there, right? Mm-hmm. So I get to it. I'm not a Rick Ross fan, bro. Rick Ross was spitting, bro. Ross was spitting. I can't hate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. He was spitting. The beat was fire. Future was going in. Like, it was a great song.
I like that rapping from Future. I like that style of rapping, what he did.
Yes. But I also can appreciate that this is his style and who he is and the harmonizing and, you know, whatnot. I get it.
For sure. For sure.
So, to me, I like the album overall. What I was not prepared for is that there's another album that's coming out.
Oh, snap. What?
Next week.
What?
Yes.
I ain't know that, dog.
Me either. I'm like, how can you put this level? Now, this is pressure now to me, because I'm like, Metro, I'm giving you kudos, bro. But if y'all finna drop another one together, I cannot imagine what I'm going to hear sonically on this next album. That's what I'm looking for. As a DJ, you know what I'm saying? As a person that loves music, I can't imagine what I'm going to hear from this next, you know what I'm saying, from this next album. So I'm excited. I'm excited. So
go ahead and ask the question, bro. You know what the hottest question is?
I'm not even... Well, go ahead.
So the hottest question out there now...
All right.
They say it's a one name answer.
Mm-hmm.
They say Drake, Cole, or Kendrick.
Right.
That's the question. People have to answer it.
So let me give you.
Okay.
Let me give you a disqualify. Oh, so somebody's disqualified already. You're disqualified when you did this.
A lot of people ask me how I'm feeling. I'm gonna let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling tonight, about your fucking self. Cause you know how I'm feeling? I got my fucking head up high, my back straight, I'm 10 fucking toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go, and I know that no matter what, it's not a nigga on this earth that could ever fuck with me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight.
You said that in a crowd of 20,000 women, so Drake is disqualified. It's a wrap. 80% of women in that crowd, bro, you are disqualified. You are disqualified to me. Okay. So if you're saying three, he is disqualified, because this is not a comeback. This is not you got to think who we grew up on, bro. We grew up on legends. We heard Do you think KRS-One would have got on the stage with 20,000 anybody and said that?
Don't even say. But KRS didn't have female supporters. Say LL. LL wouldn't have did that.
And he wouldn't have done that.
He got all female. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got the hood.
It would have never happened.
And females, and he wouldn't
have. It would have never happened.
He wouldn't have did
so
that.
So to me, you're disqualified now. If this is how you going to do this one, sit this out. to me, you got to sit this out. And this is, again, one of them other reasons why I said on this podcast for the past 5 years, Drake is just because you got, it's like one of them things. Me and you had this conversation before, Antonio. I'm going to compare Drake to this. You can be a club owner and tell me how many females you get.
We talked about
But that. My guy, you the owner. You supposed to do this. Tell me about when you wasn't the owner. Tell me about this when you was in high school. Tell me about this prior to anything.
Let's go to another town and then see.
Let's go to another town. Let's see what you.
We're 0-0. Nobody know us.
It's a wrap. So to me, take the money away from Drake and then let's see what he's talking about. Yeah. You can't keep telling me about the billions. All of our legends, Antonio, are battle tested. Everybody that we love in hip hop is battle tested. All of them, even to the worst of people, are battle tested. They went in and they did what they had to do. This ain't it. All them little subliminals that he's done over the years, now you have somebody come at you in a competitive way.
A top-notch killer. What you mean? This is a whale, bro.
And then here's the difference between, let's say, Kendrick and Pusha. The difference is that Pusha had bars, and he silenced Drake in a sense. But the people would say, but Drake sold this, and Drake did that. Well, now the field is level. Kendrick does the same thing. When he does come out with something, he does the same thing. We know he's a lyricist. So now what? What are you going to say now? And this is your response? So to me, it's 1A and 1B.
All right. So
to me.
You could ask me all three, but I'm asking you, who you got, Cole or Kendrick?
Well, I have to be honest, and I've always said this on this podcast, I'm about consistency. So to me, I'm going to have to say Cole, because Cole has been more consistent in everything. I mean, you're talking about over the past year and a half, his features has been eating the feature. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I'm going to have to go Cole and then Kendrick. Although I believe Kendrick to me is the more creative person and willing to be the person to take some more chances. And I like people to take chances.
Yeah, I'm with you. It just takes longer to get there, though. I feel you.
Yeah, but I feel like this ain't – I feel like with Kendrick, I feel like it's intentional for him not to come out with something all the time.
I agree.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing. But like I said, consistency, if I'm going to talk about consistency with anybody else, I got to hold that same level to the others as well.
And that was why I think we did our top five, and I told you that Nas trumps Eminem now to me. Because of consistency, right?
Yeah.
Like Eminem, you can't just be sitting back for 10 years not doing an album and you holding a spot while Nas is dropping damn near 3 mixtapes every month.
That's a
fact. You can't do that. So I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask me, DJ.
What you think, man? Top three. What you saying? Your top three. If it's a Rushmore of three.
There ain't no top three. It's top one. Who you got over my shoulder, DJ?
Cole. You got Cole.
Is that 2014 Forest Hill Drive?
Yeah, it is.
Jermaine?
It is.
That's who I got.
Yeah.
That's who I got. So, hey. And it's so I've seen Cole 4 times.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Kendrick, which I want to see Kendrick.
Yeah.
And I've seen Drake twice.
Right.
So it ain't like I haven't had the opportunity to see Drake 4 or 5 times and Drake got bangers. I like Drake. I know a lot of people don't like Drake.
I'm not hating on him
at
all.
I'm just talking about the totality of the people.
Yeah.
They either love him or hate him. It's kind of like nobody's in the middle. Right. I like Drake, bro, but nah. For this, I'm taking Cole, bro. Taking Cole all day, man. So,
like I said, consistency to me trumps in anything. So I would definitely put him above. But also in me saying that same thing, Kendrick just has something about him that's like a it factor. You know what I'm saying? He's not trying. it's almost like he's not trying to prove that he's somebody or prove, you know what I'm saying, that he's better than everybody, but like.
And that's Cole too. Cole and Kendrick have that same power.
And I love that.
They have that same power.
I absolutely love that.
I'm with you.
I absolutely love that, man.
I like it, man.
Also, man, since we talking music, man, and we talking about people, poor Big Sean, bro. Big Sean just, why did he drop that freestyle, bro? It's like he ain't nobody new. It's like nobody fire everybody. If I'm him, I'm firing Jhené Aiko. I'm firing his child. I'm firing his management. I'm firing everybody, bro. Somebody gotta tell. You think Cole didn't know that? Cole knew something was coming. You can't tell me Cole didn't know something. You can't tell me Drake don't. Like, these are people that know the industry. It's an industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How Big Sean ain't know this? And I'm not saying that the freestyle was bad. It's not bad. It's just like, bro, you dropped this the wrong. And for you to talk up how he was talking in it, it's not good, bro.
You got to think, Drake delayed his album because of Taylor Swift, bro.
Yes. Yeah. That means that he knew.
Somebody, I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was The Game or somebody delayed their album because of Drake and 21 Savage finna drop album. So people know, like you said, people in the industry know, hey, when these people drop, let me get 2 weeks.
Get out of the way. Antonio.
I'm with you.
I said this the other day. We were 72 hours into this song that came out with Kendrick, and then Cole's dropped freestyles, you know, sample freestyles. We know an album is coming. I said, you know what? The funny thing is, I've been saying on this podcast for 5 years, we have a balance. I know y'all don't like the Sexy Reds and like all these different people, but there's a balance. In this first 72 hours, I said, we ain't heard a booty hole yet. And we ain't heard one now. And here we are. It's Tuesday.
They know to step back.
You got
to
get out the way, bro.
They're the fillers. They're the trailers for the real movie.
And I rock with them.
It's cool. Like, hey, trailers go hand. Bad Boys 4 just came out.
Come on, bro.
The trailer. Like,
you we see it.
Trailers is hot.
Hot.
But you sit and pay that ticket to watch the movie.
That's what I'm.
You ain't never went to a theater and said, let me watch these trailers and I'm out.
I saw Rhapsody go sit down for the first. I ain't seen Rhapsody in 25 years, bro.
And I love Rhapsody, bro.
She the GOAT, bro. She's so dope, bro. I saw her go sit down and do a freestyle. I said, yeah, that's what we need. I'm seeing the shift. I'm seeing it. Then I said, oh, who else on? Lotto went and sat down and did a freestyle. I said, Lotto said, hey.
And you already know who.
Lotto said, hey, no, y'all not listening. Y'all not getting left behind. And then Cardi dropped a song. I said, okay. And then I pay attention to music, bro. Nicki's on tour. I said, okay, this is the balance.
The rapping's coming back. You know who about to drop a freestyle? And I don't even know it, but I'm telling you.
Who coming, bro?
Jim Jones. Watch.
He already did it.
That's what I'm saying.
He did it 3 days ago.
That's Jim Jones, bro.
Fabulous
find a way to get in when the rappers is rapping.
Yeah.
And find a way to drop something. So I like that.
Fab been trying to find a female to get on there with. He gonna find one. It's gonna be one.
But can we get to the shits, bro? Because I know.
Please,
I know
we got to do it, bro.
You.
Here we go.
You love
it's
this,
all
bro.
Me. It's all
you
me.
You love this, bro. This is why I don't. To the listeners out there, this is why I don't mess with Aaron, bro. Because he picks and chooses, bro. He has Epstein Island over here, bro.
Yeah.
He loved doing the Harlem Shake, the Diddy Bop, playing every Diddy Bad Boy take that song.
Yeah.
Your boy be saying, I want a party.
No, he said, I want a party with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why don't you want a party with me?
And Aaron be loving this dude, bro. Hey, man, he just dropped a new trumpet album. It's a banger.
Was it? But the songs was hot.
They was hot. That's besides the point. And this dude cape and bring up every situation for Diddy, bro. What you got to say about Diddy Nugget? I'm listening.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Killer, I'm doing good, man. Reparations is getting closer and closer. I I'll be sure to give you your percentage.
I ain't got nothing to do with that money. That's all yours, man. I was on the next boat. Yeah, man. I'm getting closer and closer.
Closer and closer. The big payback.
This has been the last year. Has really kind of been the big payback for you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. You kind of. Last week, you went Destiny. You went Destiny.
Yeah.
You know what happened yesterday, right?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going crazy.
What happened?
I'm going to let you start. What did you see that happen?
Oh, yesterday was the anniversary of Biggie Smalls' album, 27 years later. That's what I seen yesterday. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was real. It's amazing that all of this would transpire on that day.
So, first of all, let's get some Ciroc.
See what I'm saying, bro? This is why I don't. To listeners out there, bro. That was just Mace and Cameron talking about the situation that we about to talk about. And this dude takes a shot of Ciroc. Like, how disrespectful is this?
He don't own it. He sold it. So I got to take a shot of Ciroc.
Revolt either. You don't own Revolt anymore.
He sold that shit today, too. Okay, so let's get to it. What is your direct question to me? For the people out there,
How are you going to uncancel this situation? That's the question.
The first thing is, the most important part is that we have law enforcement on here with us today.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So what we only can go by are the facts, right? So what we do know is that there were two homes raided.
Whose homes?
Puff Daddy. P. Diddy, Sean Combs' house has been raided. One in Miami by Homeland Security, Miami authorities, so on and so forth. And then the same thing happened in his, it's Miami and Los Angeles homes. Both of them raided.
At the same time?
They have to.
Why do they do that, DJ?
Well, they have to because if they raid one, that gives enough time for a person to do anything to remove anything.
So who are people that they usually raid?
Shit, they raided me. What the fuck you mean? They at my house right now. I got two people in my house right now. Three, actually.
So the
dog.
Diddy support makes sense. Yeah, bro. Like they do this to drug dealers.
Traffickers,
allegedly.
Come on, bro.
So go ahead. My fault.
However, in those situations, we have heard, and it has been reported, that a specific person, Jeffrey Epstein, we've heard R. Kelly, we have heard Bill Cosby, so on and so forth. The list is long, right? All of those people have been people of interest. My question is, I'm not defending anybody because it looked bad to me. It looks all bad, right? But my question is, they said that he's not a person of interest. So that's what's interesting to me. I don't know what's going on, but that I'm just saying, and us speaking honestly about the situation, that was weird to me for them to say that he's not a person of interest. But for them to raid it. Now, you knowing more about this stuff, you got to say your part.
So can I answer that?
Yeah.
So let's say, I'm trying to think of, I'll give you a movie example.
Okay.
Right? Let's take one of my favorite movies, The Departed.
Okay.
You remember The Departed?
I do.
The Departed had a mole in the... with Costello, basically, with the mob. They had a police officer was working for them, right?
Right.
One of their members died, and guess what they said on the news?
What's that?
He was our informant.
Mm.
You know why they said that, DJ?
Why did they say that?
To make you stop looking for the informant. So if I'm raiding Diddy's house and he's not there... why would I not say he's not a person of interest? So he can pop back up, DJ.
Correct. And I
so
while
they're
I
gonna say that. Like,
while I agree with that, mm-hmm. Diddy is a millionaire.
Billionaire.
Potentially assets and all sold and everything, a billionaire, correct?
Yep.
So to me, was Epstein there? Was Trump there 2 years ago?
Right.
Or a year. Was Trump there? No, right. He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Was Bill Cosby at his house? No, mm-hmm. He was not there. Mm-hmm. Was R. Kelly at his house? No, he was not there.
Right.
So it's like, and like I said before, the list goes on. So I'm saying it's a little strange that, you know, all of this is happening. And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, look, this shit is all bad. None of this is good. And another thing that I do want to say, for the people out there, all jokes aside, I know we make a lot of jokes and shit like that. I know y'all seen us make jokes online, Dave. Oh, that's cool. But the one thing that I do want to say is that I honestly do find it very interesting that when all of this stuff starts to happen to a person that is of a certain tax bracket or whatnot, he's guilty immediately.
That's a fact.
Immediately.
That's a fact.
And that comes from social media. And we also understand that. You know what I'm saying? You're guilty. It used to be you're innocent until proven guilty. That is not a fact anymore. You guilty. If the internet say you guilty, you know what I'm saying? You're guilty. And I think that we know that. Here's what I do know. Bro, how many years we see R. Kelly? He did it. We saw it. And your brother, my ass. We seen it. Bill Cosby said he did it, like, despite the fact that, you know, whatever the case may be, he said it. So there is no due process anymore. Let's just get that out the way. Ain't no due process.
We saw Trump start a riot, and he said, "Nah, they did that."
We saw them just say, "Hey, you got till Monday to pay $500 million, or else we season everything." Hey, guess what? Just give us 120 today.
It was 170.
It's like, what is this, a pawn shop? Are they?
I didn't know it was options. Can I opt out of my taxes I got to pay?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what. That's what I'm saying. All of this is weird. So it's like, right. It's all strange. But I will say that all jokes aside, it's all bad. It doesn't look good. And to the people out there that need to know the facts, I'm giving you another fact. One thing that I looked up today to find out, a lot of people were saying, oh, he flew to this country and he was a private island on his private plane and, you know, he was there. And then all of a sudden now he's in Miami and now he's in this country. A lot of people don't understand this, but I do just want to put this out there to the people that don't really read. They kind of read the headlines and that's it. A lot of your favorite people who own planes charter those planes to other people.
A lot.
Because it makes sense.
That's actually smarter.
It makes sense. If you're not using your plane, you still have to pay for it to sit. You have to pay for gas and maintenance and all of that.
And a pilot.
Pilots to be on deck.
Make it work. Go.
On deck.
Ludacris does it all the time. He said, all the time. Everybody uses my private jet. So, yes.
All the time. So, it makes sense that this plane was somewhere else and he was in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So let's not just, to the people out there, let's not just jump to conclusions that, you know, that. But I understand the internet will do that. But
yeah.
I'm never sitting there trying to sit here and defend anybody. But I also do want to put this out there because I find this funny. Antonio, you and I, we in our 30s. We've heard about Puff Daddy for many, many years. One of the more bigger things that we heard about Puff is that everybody has always called him, and I'll just say, soft, a pussy. He's this, he's that, he's a pushover. You know, pushover, not in business, but you know what I'm saying? He's soft. We've heard this from rappers.
They said he killed Tupac, bro. That's crazy.
They say he had him killed. He had all this stuff. Mm-hmm. We heard all these things. Now, all of a sudden, I find it weird that he was hanging people over balconies. That he personally went over to somebody's house and blew their car up. I just find stuff like that weird. When you label somebody one way, we're not talking about Suge Knight. It like think of Suge Knight, and then all of a sudden they're like, man, Suge Knight has a male lover, and he lives over here, and he lives in this, and he does all these different things. We would be like, but that's Suge Knight though. Like he beat up, he's a bouncer, and he does all this. We can't imagine that. It's weird. But so, to imagine somebody you called these names, all this stuff in the industry, and then all of a sudden, oh, he hung me over a balcony. Oh, he made me come to his house, or he made me do these things. I find that stuff, this is the first time I've heard stuff like that. That's weird.
Yeah, and I think two things can be true in what yes, you just said, though, right?
Definitely.
We know some soft people who going to talk crazy when they gang behind them, oh, they when they goons talking behind greasy. Them, right? Or when that's they got true. A gun, they going to talk
shit,
crazy.
I'm dealing with that right now. You greasy.
But that's what I'm saying. So two things you. Can be true. He can yes. still be soft, but
yeah.
he can talk real greasy when it's 13 goons behind them.
That's a fact.
Right? So
that's a fact. You're
them
right.
saying that doesn't mean that they lied, and that's it true. Doesn't mean that he's not soft, right? So that's the only yeah, side yeah. I would say. But I agree
that's
with
a
you.
Great that's great. I
ain't
like
never
that.
Seen nobody talk soft with a gun. Everybody talk real heavy.
Yeah.
But when they ain't got and that,
until you say what you gonna do with it.
Oh no, that's a fact.
You gonna shoot that shit.
That's a
you gonna really? Miss hell, I'll beat your ass like so that's sure what's
you,
going.
Make sure you tell the whole story.
And yeah. he didn't shoot it, did he? He didn't shoot that musket.
Y'all got out of the car safe. You alive, ain't you?
I am. All right. Thank you.
I'm about to say, I'll take a you welcome. I mean, a thank you, son. God dang it.
But yeah, that's what's going on with Puff. I know the stuff is funny, but also, just to the people out there, I know that we're giving a whole lot of energy to, you know, this and, you know, what's going on and whatnot. But also, we got real stuff going on in the world. So with all that being said, I know all of that is funny, and people are making their memes. The internet is going internet. Twitter is going Twitter. IG going IG. But before we get out of here, I want to play this real quick because I feel like this is, even though that's important, I feel like this is important.
Good morning, everyone. Good
morning.
I'm a constituent of the Gage Park neighborhood. Since June, you decide to turn our park into a shelter. Our community is running lawless with illegal Venezuelans taking over our streets. We feel like prisoners in our own homes. As a taxpayer, we can't even enjoy our own park anymore. We are unable to take walks. Our amazing programs have been removed, especially for the disabled children that live near this park. We worked hard to improve our park, our neighborhood, but because of your irresponsible move, this is not impossible. Their illegal cars are parking on the residents' permitted street. They are selling food without permit, causing traffic, yet no police reinforcement to help us. Guys are standing on the side of the building doing God knows what, riding their bicycles around the neighborhood and looking to break into our houses, garages, and cars. Smoking weed and drinking in the park in broad daylight. You guys threw us to the wolves, and now we have to deal with the trouble you brought to our neighborhood. Unlike the illegals, as a legal immigrant myself, I know what I had to do to enter your country. I was required to do a background check, vaccinations, pay an expensive fee, bring a work letter from my previous job. Shall I go on?
We get a lot of people that are from America that talk about illegal immigrants. That lady right there is from Chicago. She lives in Chicago, shall I say. And she spoke about the illegal immigrants in a neighborhood that she lives in. I want to say to them soft ass Democrats, bro, y'all got to, I know we, Antonio, we talk about voting on this podcast all the time, the importance of voting. We talk about that. Y'all, excuse my language, weak ass Democrats talked about the Republicans, and you talked about them in such a dirty way about immigrants. And if we were there, we would help them and we would do this and we would do that. Y'all should be apologizing right now during this election year, actually. You should be apologizing to those Republicans for saying what you said, because when they sent those immigrants to our communities that people like me and you live in, Antonio, the story changes. and they're not responding. Now these illegal immigrants are in communities with people of color like you and I, and in places that have a lot of crime, and that people like my grandmother, who is 86 years old and lived in her neighborhood, is turning around and she's looking out her window and there's people that are illegal and they're getting more help than she could get ever. They should be apologizing and say, okay, look, we got to work together. How can we work together to solve this? I can appreciate this woman for coming out and saying that, what she said, because usually we hear Americans talk about this, but we're talking about a person that did the work to become an American citizen. And I watched 30 minutes of Chicago Today, all people, all colors, everybody, come up there and stand up there and talk to the mayor and say, enough is enough. Like, do something, because we're ready to vote you out. We're ready to vote all of y'all out. And he's black. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing it. I was in Denver. I saw what was going on. And I've been in Chicago. And you and I will be in Chicago this week. I'm sure you've seen this stuff, bro. But seeing it up close in person is just different. And they got to do something. It's not right. So I just want to say that part, because I can feel that energy on behalf of that lady and the rest of those people who spoke up today.
So I got two things with that. So the first part is, I'm glad you brought up that it's hard to become an American.
Yes.
Right? Like, Americans don't value being an American at all. Right? Like, that's, rich people don't value being rich. It just is what it is. It's a privilege to be American, right? Even though we have our issues, as especially black men in America.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
But some of the great things that we can do is possible because we're in America.
Right.
I think I told a story years ago that I was in, ordered an Uber, and my Uber driver, let's just say he's Hispanic. I can't remember exactly what he was. But over the music is somebody talking, and it says, name the last five presidents, and it pauses, and then it names the next five presidents, right?
I remember this. I remember you talked about it on the pod.
Yeah, I was about to say it years ago. I talked about it. Then he'd be like, what's the capital of Illinois? It'll pause, and then he'd be like, Springfield. I said, bro, what are you listening to? He said, hey, man, I'm trying to get my citizenship. I got to take my test. I said, oh, snap. That's what's up. Congrats, man. That's cool. I took off my headphones. I said, shit, let me try to help you out with this thing. Hold on.
Yeah.
They said, who was the second president? I said, shit, I failed. I don't know none of these answers, dog. It's not good. Not good at all. But he had to fight for his life, his livelihood, to stay in America to take that test, right? So I'm glad that we get to hear immigrants speak on how hard it is, and they take pride in being here.
Yeah, and she also mentioned, you know, there's family members that she has that are here that's been here for 30 years, and they still have not been able to get their green card.
So, facts. So that brings me to my second part.
Yeah.
Let me talk about the shit sandwich we're in.
Go for it.
What happened to defund the police?
There you go.
Isn't that what was talked about? So you can't say defund the police. I'm not saying she did. The masses.
Yeah.
Defund the police. Stop. Remember, they stop. Not ISIS. What is it? When they sent everybody to those camps. What is it called?
I can't remember. Well, I know whatever, what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they used it against, like, Hispanics, right? Mexicans.
Right.
They took them all, took the babies, kids, everybody separated. I forgot what the term was, but the listeners out there know what I'm talking about, right? Stop all that. So they said, okay, cool. Now it's nothing from law enforcement. That's what we're being told to do. Don't do nothing. This is what you get. This is what you wanted. You said, why are there people standing out there? You could tell that they illegal. They selling shit. They ain't doing no permits for what? Why are you calling the police? You told us you don't want us out there. Because when we was out there stopping this from happening, now we racially profiling, which we were, but we racially profiling. We doing this. Calls and hands on. We beating up people. Like, we was wilding. But now they 100% stopped it. This is the results that you get to. So it's a shit sandwich. Not saying anybody's right or wrong. It's just one decision causes another decision, which is going to cause another decision, right?
There's a reaction.
So there's a reaction to it. So it's tough right now, bro. It's tough for everybody right now.
It's tough for everybody.
It's tough.
So I like I said, I appreciate, and I think the message, before we get out of here, I think the message in Defund the Police was misconstrued from the from the beginning.
I agree.
I think that's the problem. I think
facts.
When people say that, some people took it another way, and then the government took it a certain way, and that wasn't what the actual message was. You know what I'm saying? So I think that I think it was like, and that's what I agree with you. Shit sandwich. It's a shit sandwich.
It is.
Ain't none of it good.
Nope.
None of it's good.
And while before we get out of here, we've been going for like what, 2 weeks, a week and a half. So got some world news that I'll leave y'all with and stuff that y'all can, you know, let us know what y'all think about it. So Florida's gonna ban anyone 14 and under from having a social media account in 2025.
I really
like that.
I love it.
I think that's a huge win, bro. Huge win for Florida, and Florida's the wildest place you ever gonna be. They always wrong. Florida's always wrong in every law that they pass. But this is one that they got right. In my
I'm with you when you're right, bro.
It's crazy.
I love that.
There's a new bill that's going to be passed where we're in the podcast game, so this affects us.
Yeah.
Where streaming is going to change in payout. So they're going to pay out 1 cent per stream to artists. Can we get a clap for that? First off, imagine how, like, this is, you've starved somebody for years.
Yeah.
And now they saying, I'm going to give them one fry per day. And then they start clapping. Like, yeah.
But imagine here's the thing. That. You say, we say 1 cent, but they were getting paid. I didn't.
It was a fraction of a fraction.
How the fuck do you even take one? Y'all, everybody out there, y'all got some homework. Take a penny and break that shit up into .213. Break that up all the way, and then come back to us and say, "Hey, this how much you got paid for your hour or for your stream?"
Right. And so it's unreal. So that affects us obviously with the support that y'all have. A lot of streams that we're getting, people listen in different countries. So that'll be good to help support us. Where now, hopefully, we can get the metrics and then get paid for what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And once again, I'm not accepting 1 cent. I'm going to accept it, but that's not it, though. Like, what?
No, we got to keep going.
It should be 50 cents, right? It should be split down the middle. Like, come on, bro. So
I appreciate the work of the government for this. The government gesture, stepping in and doing this.
Right, they are, because people are getting robbed out there. Yes. Two more things. Mm-hmm. I do have a rest in peace to this iconic person. I'm a millennial, and I grew up on this show. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Z, bro.
Yes.
Dragon Ball Z last week. We lost a heavy hitter, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama. I think that's how you say his name. Yeah. He was 68. He passed away, the creator of Dragon Ball Z. So if y'all don't even know what Dragon Ball Z is, Google it, and then you'll see the outpour of love for that individual, man, who created some iconic. We wouldn't have had Pokemon and all these other Yu-Gi-Ohs and
Digimon
and Naruto's and all them without this dude right here, man. So, rest in peace to him. And then lastly, something that's a bill right now is they're trying to create, or they did create, an over-the-counter birth control pill. And I know that was a hot subject for us about a year ago, a year or two ago on, you know, removing, not birth control,
Abortions. Versus weight.
Right, abortion
all
rights,
that,
right?
All of it.
But now they're saying that they're going to put birth control over-the-counter in different states. Hmm. So if you're interested in that, y'all go look up what state offers it. It's I think they're offering, what, $20 per month? Or you can do like $50 every quarter, every 3 months.
Got it.
And you can get over-the-counter birth control. So that's just a little world news of the past like week and a half that we missed, man. But that's it, DJ.
And I know that we're in a NCAA tournament right now. We'll get to that. We'll talk Final Four because right now we're in, what, 16? We're 16 right now. We'll talk Elite Eight. Let's get to the eight and then we'll talk about that. But hey, bro.
I don't even want to talk about the men.
I want to talk about the women.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Stop, bro. The men is irrelevant, bro.
Irrelevant. I can't name no men. I name all women, bro.
Man, these women out here is cooking, dog.
All girls scoring 40?
They average 27, 30.
And it's not just easy layups. No, they out here doing fundamental basketball and getting busy.
I wish women could dunk, bro. I would stay glued to the goddamn TV, bro. I wish they could dunk.
Facts.
When I start seeing alley-oops through the legs behind the back, it's coming from a female. Get her in the NBA.
You just wait till Bruce Jenner have his child.
Who?
Bruce Jenner have a new child with Lamar Odom.
No Diddy.
Lamar Odom got a new podcast out called New Baby.
No Diddy. They call it, they say the pause. The new pause is No Diddy.
These women are cooking. And I want this to continue on to the WNBA.
Man.
That's what my hope is.
LSU tracking to play Iowa again in a rematch. You got South Carolina beating South Carolina 40 or 50. You got Juju for USC.
Juju.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Cooking. I'm more intrigued with the women, bro. Skip the men. I don't care about the men.
I agree. And then I don't know much about all this, but Ohtani, a lot of people, you know, it's baseball season is around the corner. I know we had everybody loves basketball, football, but, you know, baseball is still baseball. You know, Ohtani is a dude just signed a deal for like almost like half a billy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know all the details, but his interpreter supposedly manipulated money to pay off a debt. We'll get to that next week. I do want to talk about it, but the only thing that I do want to say about that is this. Antonio, I think you and I both know. It's easy to move a couple dollars through Cash App. Zelle. Venmo. But when you talk about the Wiring Association of America, it is difficult to move money when you're wiring money.
It's not, bro. So
that is not easy, bro. That's not
to the listeners out there. I've moved over $10,000 from one account to another.
Yes.
It got flagged, and it took a week for me to get it.
Damn
that's
right.
That's $10,000.
Right. We're talking $4 million.
Millions.
$4 million.
You can't hide that shit, bro. Can't take it.
Hey.
It's a fact.
Them whites is going to hire. They go hide it. They going to hide this. They going to cover this. Somebody's covering this.
Hey, facts.
Somebody's covering this. We'll get more details, and we'll talk about it, you know, next week. But I just definitely did want to bring that up because that is definitely weird. Strange, and although I did see the press conference today and he seemed remorseful, he seemed like I'm defeated, this is my best friend, and you know, so on and so forth, and I get it, but it's a little strange, man. Moving $4 million in a betting scheme is that ain't normal.
That's a fact, bro.
I should say that. So we'll talk about that again next week. But hopefully we give you everything y'all wanted today. We talked greasy online today, man. And this, I feel like it's a great pod. So it's a shit sandwich out here, ladies and gentlemen. Antonio, what do you always tell the people, man?
Thank y'all, the listeners out there, man. Y'all keep us going. Appreciate all the comments. DJ, yeah, keep your head up. Staying strong for your grandma.
Thank you.
Thank y'all to Facebook, YouTube, everybody who's watching us now. So we appreciate y'all. And then it's about to be summertime, bro.
Yeah.
People don't even wear socks in summer.
No.
People don't even wear shirts. People don't wear drawers. But they definitely wear shoes, bro.
Hey.
Keep them by your feet, bro. It's a fact.
That's a fact.
It's a fact,
bro. I love it. With that being said, man, it's the A-Square Podcast. And until next time, we are out of here, y'all. Peace.